Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome to TC Live from Cincinnati, late night edition. Just a couple weeks until the U.S. Open, the last big tune-up for everybody, and here is what's coming up over the next 30 minutes. The match we've all been waiting for, a battle of generations. We'll break down Serena Williams and Emma Raducanu, what it means for the U.S. Open. Plus, oh no for Coco. The teenage superstar was 2 points from the first set when everything changed. So how long will she be out? And the summer of Nick continues. Kyrgios keeps bringing the heat, but hear why his trip to Cincinnati has already been a roller coaster ride. Welcome into our studios in Santa Monica, California. Steve Weissman back alongside Grand Slam champion Chanda Rubin. We've got John Wertheim from 60 Minute Sports Illustrated, author in the big box over there. Another late night edition of TC Live. And earlier tonight, it was the match we were waiting for, and we waited 24 more hours for it. What did you make of Serena Williams and Emma Raducanu?
You know, I was impressed with how Raducanu came out, and she was so poised. She was confident. She played well within herself. It's not easy going up against an all-time great for the first time, maybe not knowing what to expect, only having seen Serena on television, maybe at a couple of the tournaments recently, but she played spectacular. Serena, of course, was just a little flat, slow start, tough for her to get it going, but Raducanu really didn't give her many openings either.
John, were you surprised by how this match went?
Yeah, I thought this was really an opportunity for Serena to beat a player who wasn't going to give her a whole lot of power on the other side of the net. But to Chanda's point, you're the defending U.S. Open champion. It's been a bit of a rocky year since then, and suddenly you have a goose egg set against the great Serena Williams headed into your title defense. Good day for Emma Raducanu.
It certainly was. All right, let's get to it, take you through the entire match from start to finish. The 19-year-old reigning U.S. Open champion making her Cincinnati debut, and what a moment it was. Facing the 23-time Grand Slam champ, Serena Williams making this entrance for perhaps the final time in Cincy. The tale of the tape, Serena, well, as we know, she was already number one in the world, had won 18 titles, four of the major singles titles when Emma was born. The numbers very one-sided, and the match would be as well, Chanda. With current stars like Grigor Dimitrov and Naomi Osaka in attendance, just as fans, Emma Raducanu started quickly.
Yeah, I think it made the start that Raducanu got even more impressive because she has so much less experience than Serena. It's never easy going up against such a force in the game, but she stayed calm and poised. But Serena started playing better, and that's what we expected. Started getting a little more of the fire. The last five or six games of the first set, Serena played much better. But again, to Raducanu's credit, she just stayed poised, stayed focused. She didn't panic, and in the end was able, after losing that game, was actually able to close out the first set. These are some nice moves from Serena. It gave you a little taste of how Serena plays when she's at her best. But Raducanu served nicely, used the wide serve, in particular the serve down the tee on that ad side, and really had Serena guessing throughout the match. And in the second set, Raducanu just kept it going, taking a little bit of ground away, staying pretty tight to the baseline and opening up the court, taking advantage of the movement from Serena. But this, Steve, ended up being the most exciting moment of the second set. A Naomi Osaka sighting.
Realizes she's on the big screen and does not want to be on camera.
I mean, the fans were having such fun with that moment. But Raducanu, again, she didn't get distracted. And consider all eyes were on this match, all the pressure, the expectation, and Raducanu just embraced it. And that was so impressive, especially at the end. Some big returns, closed it out on serve. Couldn't ask for much better performance from her.
So clean. 14 winners to just one unforced error for Raducanu. Serena Williams, perhaps the last time she'll wave to the fans in Cincinnati. And Raducanu talked about her big win on the Tennis Channel desk.
I think I played a really good match, but to play Serena here, I you know, to be honest, was nervous from the first point to the last point. Maybe it didn't look like that, but when you're playing such a champion like her, you never know when she's gonna just, you know, just blow you off the court and fight, and you know, you let up a little bit and she's right back in. Like in the first set, I was up 4-1 and then I got broken, and yeah, and then the crowd got involved, but it was just an amazing honor to share the court with such a legend.
Raducanu comes through. John, what's the biggest thing you take away from this from Serena's side?
Yeah, I'll tell you, usually we do inside the press room for big matches. We don't do that tonight because Serena didn't appear to have a post-match press conference. I'm told she just got right out of there, got in the car and left. And that tells me that she's still grappling with the dimensions of this tour. She did not want to leave Six Love at her first event back, but she's not entirely sure what to make of this. You know, if you were just doing this for the victory lap, she would have taken the moment and addressed the crowd. There was none of that. So there's still some fire there, which I take as a good sign. But boy, it's unfortunately looking increasingly likely. She left the door open a little, but it's really hard to see her playing past the U.S. Open unless she can really upgrade her level in a hurry.
They wanted to interview her on the court after the match. She went straight to the locker room and then out of the building. From what you've seen now in Toronto and in Cincinnati, what does that tell you about what we should expect to see from Serena in New York?
Yeah, I think there are still some questions. Certainly with this performance, the movement, I thought in Toronto, she looked a little bit better. You know, she lost a tougher match against Bencic, you know, was in more of the points. And I just thought she looked a little slower, a little, you know, less crisp off the mark. And perhaps, you know, we knew that knee that she tweaked maybe was an issue. We weren't sure how she would come out physically. But I think this was a tough match for Serena. And I noticed when she was walking out at the start of the match, she was just sort of subdued, didn't wave to the crowd. They were cheering her. She stayed really, you know, game-faced, was quick to get off from the net to the back of the court to start the warm-up, and just didn't seem like she was all the way comfortable. So it's tough to say where she'll be when New York starts, but hopefully she'll feel a little bit better, have some practices under her belt. Physically, we'll get a little bit closer to 100% if she's a little off, and hopefully she will be able to play a good match. I think that's at the end what any great champion wants to be able to do.
A six-time champion there, and no matter the result, whenever we get to witness greatness one more time, it's a win for the sport of tennis. Her sister Venus also in action today, taking on Karolina Pliskova. Williams' last top 20 win came here 3 years ago, Chanda, and she was up a break in the first set.
Yeah, this was a tough match, though. Pliskova got it going. She's so solid, big from the ground, and got the volleys flowing, got a little more aggressive when she had those opportunities at the end of the first, and that was big for Pliskova. That first set you felt was important for Venus. And once she didn't get it, Pliskova relaxed a bit more. We started seeing more of the power from the ground. She held her serve comfortably. And Venus, she got a little predictable. Pliskova started anticipating, and it made for a more one-sided second set. Again, it's not easy to play Venus or Serena, but Pliskova just kept her head down, went to work, and had a terrific performance.
Eight aces for Pliskova, 2016 champion. Since he moves on, we will see Venus Williams in New York. How about the new doubles number one in the world? Coco Gauff now looking to crack the top 10 in singles, playing Marie Boshkova, and things started well for the teenager, John.
Yeah, look at the touch here. We talk a lot about Coco's power, but you'll see on these highlights some hands, some touch. This is a player who 2 days ago, as you say, Steve, became number one in doubles, but she's 12 in singles. That's only one off her career high. That's pretty good, too. And for the first 35 or so minutes, this looked like a very clean Coco performance against a top 50 opponent. Again, nice touch. Look at that drop shot right there. She likes this event. Her agent is based in Ohio. She has some fondness for this hardcourt U.S. Open coming. And then look at this. This is 2 points from winning the set at 5-3 in the first. And you can see she goes over on her left ankle. And, you know, this is hardcore tennis. It happens, unfortunately, often, but this was not something she could just shake off. If you'll look at the score bug, she lost the rest of the game to the first set, and that at 1-0 in the second set for the first time in her career. She retired mid-match, and suddenly a very happy week turned into something quite different. Coco going out with that injury.
That says a lot. First time in her career retiring mid-match. Obviously, she played a few games after that. But from what you saw, Chanda, what did you see in terms of that injury?
Yeah, I think initially when we saw it during the point while play was going on, it didn't look that bad. But anytime you have that kind of tweak where you try to catch your ankle, it can be worse than it looks. And I think it was smart on Coco's part. If she was feeling it that, you know, she retired, that she didn't push it, you've got the U.S. Open, a big event coming up. And I think, you know, that's part of what you learn as a young player going through your career. First time having to retire, it's not always easy to be able to tell whether you should stop the match, whether you should keep going and keep pushing it. So I think for Goff, you know, she's maturing in all of these different ways. This hopefully is not a major setback, that she can get physically, you know, back close to 100%, certainly in the lead up to the U.S. Open. And, you know, once the U.S. Open starts, first ball, she's ready to go.
John, what's the latest you're hearing about this injury?
Yeah, about an hour ago, I texted the camp of Coco and sort of said any diagnosis, any update. And it basically a bad roll is what they said. And it looks like there's sort of further evaluation coming tomorrow. I think Chanda raises a really good point. A veteran who's been through this, you sort of know what your body can handle, what's serious, when it's time to stop playing. 18 years old, you probably don't have that sort of bodily institutional knowledge yet. So I think there's suddenly some very tense moments. Again, 48 hours ago, number one in the world in doubles. It was shaping up to be a great week, and now there seems to be a bit of concern.
Sent out a kind message to Ben Shelton on her Instagram. So certainly Coco, at least on social media, doing all right. We wish her all the best and hope to see her full 100% healthy in New York City. Many more highlights still to come, including Ben Shelton, the pride of the Florida Gators. And we saw Naomi Osaka in the stands. We will see her on the court in the lead up to the U.S. Open.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
Chanda, John, Steve back on TC Live. We are less than 2 weeks from the year's final major, and every morning, tune in for Tennis Channel Live at the U.S. Open. Join me, John, and a special guest for a two-hour pregame show featuring match highlights, all the latest news, and much, much more. It begins Monday, August 29th, 9 a.m. Eastern. All eyes will be on Serena Williams in what will likely be her final U.S. Open. Ali Risk honors the six-time champ.
Serena, gosh, she was my favorite athlete. Being on tour with Serena and seeing all that she's accomplished, all that she's done for our sport is truly remarkable. And I think she's absolutely transcended our sport in the most positive of ways.
Still to come on TC Live, would Cincinnati provide another roller coaster ride for Nick Kyrgios? You may be surprised by the answer. Don't go anywhere. Ruben Wertheim Weissman back on TC Live, and back to Cincinnati we go. Carlos Alcaraz said he had trouble handling the pressure of being the second seed in Montreal. John wants to enjoy it this week, and he put the pressure on Mackie McDonald today.
Did he ever? Well, he's the third seed this week, so maybe that will help. But do we talk about Alcaraz's serve enough? We'll see some fine points on the baseline. We talked about his speed, but today, get this, 32 out of 39 points won on serve. Just a terrific day getting the ball started, and that was all he needed. A couple of breaks in each set. We see some flashy shot making. We see the athleticism, so solid, so much to like here. But this story today was really about just a tremendous serving day from Carlos Alcaraz. And after losing to Tommy Paul last week, he fares much better against an American today, beating Mackie McDonald handily.
Gets his first win in Cincinnati, now 16-3 at Masters events this season. Well, the reigning NCAA champion, Ben Shelton of Florida, he got a wild card, up more than 300 spots in the rankings since winning that title. Chanda going for his first top 100 win today against Lorenzo Sonego.
Yeah, Ben Shelton, the lefty there in the near court. He's got a big forehand, but that time it was the backhand doing the damage, giving himself just a little space to work with in this first set hybrid. And then the big serve and volley. He's got a dynamic style of play, and he's starting to gain more maturity. He's played a lot of matches. He's played a lot of challenger events, and the confidence showed in this match. It came down to the wire against a tough opponent in Sonego. That lob there, impressive stuff, and the crowd was loving it throughout this match. In the end, Shelton was showing that maturity, didn't panic there, had the belief in his game, and came through in big fashion, winning his first Masters match. And what a moment it was for him.
Sun's out, guns out, chomp chomp. Moves inside the top 200. He gets Casper Ruud next. Big win for Ben Shelton. Nick Kyrgios made the final here in 2017, looking to improve to 11-0 in first-round matches this year. John, taking on Alejandro Davidovich-Fokina.
We talked about this match last night, the three of us, and wondered what Fokina could do to hurt Nick Kyrgios, and we didn't come up with many answers, neither did he. This was sort of a vintage Nick Kyrgios match. Style, but also substance. We see the shot making. Look at that easy power on that return. 10 aces for Nick. Some nice, again, opportunistic breaking. Got an early break in the second. And just sort of a solid day at the office against a solid opponent. And we talk about the tennis Nick Kyrgios has been playing these last 75 days or so. Look at this. Look at the hands there. Watch this. After that, let me help you out. So even some good sportsmanship. A little of everything, and fittingly finishes with the service winner. This is the second best serve in men's tennis. Nice day at the office for Nick Kyrgios. Good win.
Gets Taylor Fritz next, and Prakash asked him about how he's occupying his time in Cincy.
Make sure you hit Kings Island, though.
I did yesterday. I did yesterday, and I lost my phone already.
Oh, no.
I went on a roller coaster, and I checked my pocket, gone. I swear.
So don't mind the roller coasters, then.
I love the roller coasters, yeah. I'm going to post. I lost my phone, though, so I've got to figure that out.
Okay, brilliant. You know, you take us on a couple of roller coasters yourself during some of your matches.
Is that a dig or?
No, absolutely not. Well, it's a good thing.
Do you not want to be entertained or?
We absolutely want to be entertained. Y'all entertained by this man? Nick, well done today. Thank you for
appreciate
joining
it.
Us.
Thank you.
Always good stuff with those two. We saw the two-time U.S. Open champ Naomi Osaka watching Serena at night during the day, Chanda. She was playing Zheng Shuai.
Yeah, and this was not an easy match. Zheng is a very solid player. She's got a beautiful backhand, solid off the forehand, and just didn't give Naomi Osaka much to work with. She struggled a bit on serve, got broken, and Zheng able to hold her ground there to close out the first set. And that's always a big factor when playing against an explosive player like Osaka. Zheng held her ground there and had a good start in the second, got an early break. And throughout the course of this match, Osaka not able to get a lot of traction on her serve when she needed it. Seemed like the speeds were a little bit low. Zheng able to get into a lot of points, coming up with the angle there. And it was just a tough day at the office. She kept it close in Osaka, but Zheng so impressive there, closing it out in straight sets.
So we'll see what we get from Osaka in New York City, where she certainly has some good vibes. But Zheng, number two in the world in doubles as well, right behind Coco Gauff. Shelby Rogers picking up a big win today. No trouble with Sophia Kennan. She'll actually move into the third round as Amanda Anisimova withdrew with a left ankle injury. Jannik Sinner celebrating his 21st birthday with a victory today. The top seed, Daniil Medvedev, coming through. So does Matty Keys in straight sets over Yulia Putintseva. What's trending on social media? Well, the USTA Junior Hardcourt Champs get a wild card into the U.S. Open. Congratulations, Elena Yu of Mason, Ohio. She won the girls' title in San Diego. And Lerner Tien, 16-year-old from Irvine, California, took the boys' title, Chanda, in Kalamazoo.
Now, these are always exciting times for these fantastic juniors, you know, holding their nerve, winning in the big moments, and getting these opportunities at the U.S. Open. I mean, there's nothing like this kind of experience. And feeling like you earned your spot, again, that should serve them well. So hopefully they will play well and enjoy the experience. Maybe get a win or two.
Tiano is going to be the youngest guy to play main draw singles at the U.S. Open since Donald Young. And by the way, in doubles, we had Ethan Quinn and Nico Godsick, the son of Tony Godsick and Mary Jo Fernandez. So they'll get, they won the boys' juniors double, so they'll get a wild card in the doubles.
Fantastic.
And then Clervy Gunaway and Reese Brantmeyer won the girls' double, so they'll get in as well.
Absolutely. Love to see those names. Was watching a bit of Clervy at the U.S. Open a year or two ago, and, you know, nice to see her getting some wins as well. And I'm sure Mary Jo Fernandez, she must have been
right?
a little nervous, right, with that one. Not Mary Jo.
No, no.
We saw Ben Shelton earlier on the show. We've got a nice young crop of American tennis players. And we see with the 20-somethings what that generation has done. But the under-20s, they're holding their own as well. All good to see. And the U.S. Open starts fewer than 2 weeks.
And the full wild cards will be announced in the next few days. Looking forward to seeing who's getting those spots that aren't guaranteed to these players. We shall see. Our coverage begins Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern from the Western and Southern Open. Also have coverage on our Bally Sports Networks. TC Live wraps it up at 11 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, encore coverage all night long. More TC Live after this. Back on TC Live, hot shot of the day. How about Pablo Carreño Busta? He is lit right now, John. I mean, straight fire. He wins a tournament, and then he gets our hot shot.
Yeah, there's one thing we've learned these last few days. You can't lob over Carreño Busta too easily. This is actually Sunday in the final of Montreal against Hercosh, and we'll watch this. I think that's a nice bit of retrieving. Hercosh is a little bit flustered. Carreño Busta right back in the point and then closes with a backhand overhead. How will he do today? When a lob goes sailing over his head, well, oh, look at that. Nice little tweener right back in the point. This is deep in the third set against Kecmanovic and then closes out with a winner. So he wins both points. Critical difference today, he did not win the match. So a title in Montreal 48 hours ago and an untimely exit in Cincinnati, but he does hit our shot of the day. That is some great retrieving and then sticking in the point and sticking that forehand winner. Nice point, TCB.
That one good enough for you, Chanda?
I'm just glad the hot shot person won
exactly.
The point.
Okay. It was a hot shot, it was a hot point, but he lost the match.
That's always the case.
Can't get the triple crown. Take a look at Wednesday's featured matches, 11 a.m. Eastern here on Tennis Channel. The all-British battle, Murray, Norrie. Then we got Azarenka taking on Raducanu. Fritz Kyrgios meeting for the first time. Chorch, Nadal, Swiatek, Sloan. I'm looking at that one. Tiafo, Korda, just a bevy of riches. Here is our DraftKings Sportsbook match preview. Rafa Nadal taking the court for the first time since Wimbledon. Heavy favorite against Borna Coric, who just picked up his fifth win of the season. Head-to-head, 2-2. Coric actually got one of those wins in Cincy. The under, though, could be a good play, folks. Last two meetings have been quick, straight-set matches. Reminder to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers can bet $1 and win $100 if any point is won. If you're not in a sportsbook state, download any of the apps and play for thousands every day in DraftKings free-to-play pools. Use that code POINT when you sign up. Let's talk further about Rafa Nadal, who had to pull out last week because his abdominal was still not 100% and taking on a guy in Borna Coric who is coming back into form. What do you think, Chanda?
Yeah, this match is tough to call. Certainly, you've got to give Nadal the edge. He's got the experience. He's more on form in terms of his year. He's played more matches. Coric still working his way back up after being off the tour for a while. So you've got to still give Nadal that edge. But ab injuries are notoriously tough. They can take a little while, and sometimes you're just not quite there. You can't push it. I think that's going to be the big question physically for Nadal. Where is he in this journey, kind of back on the hard courts? But I still give him the edge.
Yeah, for sure. You got to give the edge to Rafa Nadal. The match of the featured ones that I was most looking forward to, Iga Świątek, Sloane Stephens. John, I'm calling a Sloane Stephens win tomorrow. What say you?
That's not bad because Sloane Stephens was unplayable in her first round match against Alize Cornet. Sloane up and down, maybe we're ready for an up. And Iga Świątek, still the number one player in the world, still will be the favorite. But she has really cooled off after that 37-match win streak ended at Wimbledon on hard courts and difficult conditions with a partisan American crowd. I think that's a pretty good call, Steve. I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. I mean, I think Sloane Stephens, she's found some real form, and that's when she's dangerous. Świątek, you know, she hasn't quite played at the level we saw during the clay court swing. These courts a little bit different for her. I think that might be a good call. I mean, I usually agree with you, Steve.
We were talking about this one in the green room. We were on the same page.
I mean, I
would have worn the red shirt today if I had known, but, you know.
Is that a little red in there?
It's pink, but we're close. We're close. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. For John and Chanda, I'm Steve. Serena Williams out in Cincinnati, but that just means more excitement to come in New York City for the GOAT. We thank you, Serena. We thank you for watching Tennis Channel Live.